They made it famous in Europe before we could, so they had sort of more claim to it there. And when this record was going to come out, it was going to be released internationally. So we had to change the name, so we thought, let's go from the Bees to the Seas. So that was kind of how that worked.
With bands called the Bees earning buzz on both sides of the pond, the Nashville-based group made a change, holding to their sound but reintroducing themselves as the Silver Seas. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, Rita Houston here. Whatever its name, the band The Silver Seas has been kicking around Nashville for a few years now, led by the singing and songwriting of Daniel Tashin. They may be a contemporary band, but you'd have to go back 30-plus years to find some of Daniel's key musical influences. Everything from the light and breezy side of 70s songwriting to the quirky and quick theme songs of The Odd Couple and Laverne and Shirley. Somehow, it all fits together on The Silver Seas' latest album, High Society. And when the band performed live at FUV recently, Daniel told host Dennis Elsis about the workings of the band and one other influence that led to a song called Jane.
Well, you know, it's one of those songs that's kind of about those people that they sort of sneak up on you, and then before you know it, you really realize that they're important to you.
Okay.
It's kind of one of those songs, you know.
But is there a Jane?
Well, you know, it's kind of inspired by Jane Birkin, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Now,
you know.
Jane Birkin of Jane Birkin and Serge Gainsbourg?
That's right.
Shatem.
Yeah.
So where does Jane Birkin pop up into your
You know, I was
cosmo.
Watching Cable, and there was a documentary about her, and I just thought she was kind of interesting, and you know, apparently that great Hermes bag that is so popular that everyone loves was just a sketch on a napkin that she drew in like 2 seconds, you know, and handed it to. So I don't know. She's just kind of interesting, and I don't know, something about her energy. And I was just sitting in a room and picked up the guitar, and I came up with this sort of circular chord pattern and started singing a song to Jane. And it wasn't really specifically inspired by her as so much of, as an emotion.
Winter charm that
you're the lead singer. Is it fair to say, Daniel, you're the leader of the band, or is that not fair to Jason or anybody else? How does one go about this?
Well, I appreciate that, and you know,
he's the leader.
I'm the lead singer, and you know, but really, the I feel like the sound of the band really, you know, well, obviously, it isn't the same with me just singing my songs, but you know, the job of the band is, and actually I read this great interview with Keith Richards, and he was saying, you know, they were like, Mick Jagger's, he's so full of himself, you know, he just prances around, does that ever get on your nerves? And he said, well, you know, the job of the Rolling Stones is to make Mick Jagger feel confident, to really back him up, and these guys really, they really support me, you know, and they really make me feel confident and back me up and make me feel good. So they're, you know, I wouldn't be able to, I'm not comparing myself to Mick Jagger by any stretch of the imagination, but no, it's a collective thing.
That's the Silver Seas, recorded live at FUV, singing about the country life. To hear the complete interview and more, visit the audio archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.